Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites Podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to RotoWire.com/pod. We first start with the top player notes in the NFL. Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski said Monday that he's not ruling Nick Chubb out for Thursday's game against the Broncos. Falcons wide receiver Calvin Ridley will return to practice this week. Ridley sat out a Week 5 contest in London for personal reasons, and the Falcons were on bye in Week 6, but looks like the star wideout is on track to be available for Sunday's game against the Dolphins. In 4 appearances this season, Ridley has earned a double-digit targets on 3 occasions and never failed to achieve at least 50 receiving yards. Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski also said Monday that Kareem Hunt is in line to miss multiple weeks and will likely land on the injured reserve. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott suffered a right calf strain on the final play of Sunday's 35-29 overtime win over the New England Patriots. Prior to suffering the injury, he completed 36 of 51 passes for 445 yards, 3 touchdowns and an interception, in addition to running 3 times for 10 yards and losing a fumble. Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll said Monday that Alex Collins is dealing with an injury after racking up 101 rushing yards and a score on 20 carries during Sunday's overtime loss to the Steelers. Carroll also said that Rashad Penny will be back to full speed this week. Looking at Monday Night Football, we have the Bills and the Titans facing off. Aside from a Week 1 stumble against Pittsburgh, the Buffalo Bills have generally displayed the form that made them so dangerous in 2020. After a slow start to the year, Josh Allen has turned in recent weeks back into his prior form with an improved defense at his side, and the Bills appear potentially even more dangerous than they were before. One of the few rough points in their 2020 season was their Week 5 matchup with the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee, a game where the Bills were 4-0 and seemingly unstoppable before losing a somewhat shocking 42-16 dud. Now with the Bills heading back to Tennessee in the same place and nearly the same time as last year's meeting, this scenario is much different though on the Titans side. Both teams were undefeated in last year's showdown, whereas this year the Titans are already reeling and the playoff ambitions in peril after an ugly 3-2 start. Injuries to star wideouts A.J. Brown and Julio Jones have paired with offensive line struggles to reduce the Titans basically to the Herculean efforts of Derrick Henry. Good enough to win 3 out of 5 maybe, but probably not 4 out of 6 if the 6th team is the Bills. Still, the Titans almost certainly feel an urgency they didn't in the 2020 game. We'll see if the urgency is enough to overrule the sharp focus the Bills have shown at this point. Josh Allen is red hot right now with 11 touchdowns, 2 rushing in his last 3 games, and the Titans defense doesn't have much going for it. He completed 26 of 41 passes for 263 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions while running for 18 yards on 4 attempts in last year's game. Allen is firmly expected to do better here. The Titans are without their top corner Christian Fulton, leaving their already thin corner rotation highly vulnerable to Buffalo's deep and varied pass catcher rotation. The Titans have conceded 9 passing touchdowns to 3 interceptions at 8.4 yards per pass attempt, and that was with Fulton providing standout play at corner. Short of a massive upset or a gigantic game from Buffalo running backs, it's difficult to imagine cashing showdown lineups without Allen involved. It's possible, of course, but it seems very unlikely. Stephon Diggs, Emmanuel Sanders, and Cole Beasley are all in great spots here. The Titans' past defense is again without Christian Fulton, and they are especially vulnerable. A big-time player like Diggs is always capable of seizing the spotlight, and his target rate is still safely in the lead for Buffalo, despite Sanders' more explosive numbers to this point. Between Diggs' talent and the 16-target lead on Sanders, you have to believe Diggs will catch up in the end zone category at some point. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.